And thank you for joining us today. There's been a change in the agenda. So, for the next 5 weeks, we will be completing the 7 steps for releasing the year and moving into the new year. We will continue the Spiritual Power Tools series again in January. So, let us begin this morning with the prescription for spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. Amen. Now, in preparation for re releasing the year and moving into the new year, Jane will be reviewing with us step 4, disappointments and difficulties for releasing this year and moving into next year. Let's watch.
Well, welcome to the annual 7 steps for releasing the year. So are you with me? Because guess what? I'm going to do something different. You that have been with me for years and years have known my 7 steps and moving into the new year. We've done it so many times. But guess what? This year I'm going to do it a little differently. Instead of starting with the very first step, which is thank you, God, I'm going to start with the 4th step. Number 4. Difficulties and disappointments. And the reason I've chosen to start with number 4 first is simply because we have all had so many things that have happened this year. There's so much that has gone on this year, and so many people have had to have so many difficulties that it's been difficult for them to think of anything good about this year. So let's just go to the chase. Let's go to that part where we are going to look at the disappointments and difficulties for this year. And the reason we even need to bother with this is the fact that everything has energy. Everything about you is energy. Your thoughts have energy. And releasing your old thought forms, because thought forms have energy. They have a vibration. And they sit in your subconscious. And they hold you back. So we can never take old into the new. A new opportunity for you to change your life is right now. If you will join me and do what you need to do to move through this year and do your homework, and the homework will be journaling. And I know that none of you particularly like journaling, but guess what? I'm with you on that one. I don't like journaling either, and yet I found out the very best thing I could do was to journal, because that got my thoughts out, my feelings out, and I was able to even put things down on a piece of paper that I didn't even think about before. So let your soul speak to you. Let your soul tell you, what are the things that were difficult about this year? What are the things that I want to say cause resentment? Also, the things that perhaps they caused the difficulty of making you face fears that particularly you didn't particularly want to face. I know fears are the biggest thing that keep me stuck. And to move through those fears, the homework is exceedingly important. So we are going to journal. You're going to get homework. So if you bear with me, we're all going to do this together, because it's so important to do it together. Because group consciousness, that all the people that are listening to this recording and this YouTube are going to be working together on this purpose. And it speaks to the universe. It speaks to humanity in a way that you know not of. But just like I'm speaking to you right now through wires wires that go out into the universe and tap into all the websites and all the YouTubes and all the iPhones and all the things, all the thousands of things that are out there that we can use to help us move forward. And so we're gathering together, all of us, and we're all going to be doing the same thing this week, which is looking at our disappointments and difficulties, because we've all had difficulties this year. So we're going to be working with our consciousness to change the outcomes. So grab a piece of paper right now. Get a piece of paper. I'm going to ask you to write some questions down. And at a later time, spend some time taking care of yourself, making it possible to let go of the old so the new can come forth and you're not dragging any of those old feelings and disappointments into the new year, because what they do is they just drag you down. They push you down to a place where you don't want to be. So I'm so excited that you're with me. I'm so excited that we can be doing this together. There's power in togetherness. There's power in moving our consciousness to a higher ability to connect with our God self, our divine self, the master of the universe. The master of the universe is calling you. It's saying, come on, you guys, come on. I want to help you change your life into something bigger and better for you. You're not stuck. I don't want any of you to think you're stuck, because you're not stuck. But it's up to you. It's up to you. I can't do it for you. You have to do it for yourself. You have to sit down and do your homework. I would love to just give you a free pass here. Would that help you? No. Would you learn anything from it? No. This exercise is to help you to learn something about you. Something important. You are a soul in evolution. You have evolved through eons and eons of time. You have an opportunity to change your life right now, to change the outcomes of the future for you. But in order to change any outcomes, you have to change your way of thinking and the way you perceive things. You have to, because as above, so below. We live in this universe of cause and effect. We live in this universe of the opposites. We are in these opposites all day long. We live in the opposites. That's the third dimension. The third dimension is loaded with opposites. I bet you today you've had all kinds of experiences in the opposites. You've been happy because you got a phone call from a really good friend, and you got a letter from the IRS that said you owe money. You got your father calls you. You find out that your son is failing at school, all in the same day. So here you are, floating from positive to negative, positive and negative, and trying to stay in the middle of the opposites, which is the now moment. That's the only way. The only place you can be is in the now moment. That's the only place that you can be out of the opposites. So we are going to deal with your opposites today. We are dealing with your difficulties. We are going to write them down. We are going to work with them. We're going to make it possible that you're not dragging some of the old crappy opposites with you. You are an evolving soul. You have an opportunity to change your life. And all it costs you is a piece of paper and a pencil. And I'm going to give you some instructions right now. And the first thing I want you to think about is, what disappointed you the most this year? What was your biggest disappointment? You might have a lot of little disappointments, but I want the biggest disappointment this year. We're starting with that, because our biggest disappointment is the thing that we will harbor and we'll embrace and we'll concern ourselves about and we'll worry about, will this happen again next year? So we've got to take the energy out of it. We've got to take the thought form around it away, because otherwise you are simply going to be deluged with all those thoughts that are not taking you to the next possibility. What was the biggest disappointment this year? What was the very biggest thing that happened this year? Oh, if you got a thought, just write down a piece of paper really quick. And then we're going on to what was the most difficult thing you had to do this year? Was it fire somebody? Was to be fired? And to tell your coworkers that you're fired and your family. What was the biggest difficulty? The biggest thing that you had to do this year that caused you the biggest amount of grief? And I want you to think about that. I want you to write about that. Most difficult thing you had to do this year. And I want you to meditate on it. I want you to just focus on it and write about it. And I want you to work on this all week. I don't want you to just sit here right now and do, oh, well, I can do this in 15 minutes. No. No. This is not a 15-minute deal. This is a week project. If you write it down, you have some ideas today, go back to it tomorrow and the next day and the next day and get this out of your system. You've got to bring it up from the very depth of your soul and let it be on a piece of paper. And then you can look at it and say, oh, whew, I let it go. I let it go. What are some of the decisions or attitudes or beliefs that have caused you pain this year? Beliefs. The beliefs you've had about yourself. What are they? We all have ideas about what we can or can't do. Oh, if I only had this. Only if I could do that. Oh, I wish they would have loved me. I wish they could have done this for me. I wish I could have done that for somebody. I want you to think about that. What decisions or attitudes and beliefs do you have about this year? Oh, man. Every time I try to lose some weight, I always sabotage myself. And, of course, I'm going to do that next year, too. So what? Well, believe me, next year you'll be sabotaging yourself if you don't take the sabotage out of your thought forms, out of your head. This is where it all starts. Your mind is everything. You have a whole universe in this mind of yours. It's like a bubble that you're constantly thinking about and trying to balance and try to figure out what is it is to do to help me to win. Well, I'm telling you how to win by looking at it, taking responsibility. Take responsibility for your thoughts. Your thoughts are your life. Your thoughts are your life. And if you don't think about what you're thinking about and you go on automatic, the same old program will keep going and going. We got to stop the program. We have to stop the program. Because if we don't stop the program, you're not going to get off the program. So I am saying stop the program now. Stop it. Stop it. Love yourself enough to stop the old program in order for God, your universal consciousness, to put in a new possibility for you. Because the universe has millions of possibilities for you. But you have to honor you. Not puff yourself up with a big ego and think how great thou art. No. And you can't think, oh, me, oh, poor little me. I'm nothing and I'm never going to be nothing. And I'm an older lady and what can I do with my life? No, don't do that to yourself. You have to take responsibility. And if you're a person that hammers yourself all the time, oh, I did this wrong, I did that wrong, and you hammer yourself and get discouraged and disgusted with your life, that's not going to help you either. Because that's an excuse for not moving. That's an excuse for not taking responsibility for the evolution of your soul and of your whole beingness. You've come to this universe. You've come into this lifetime to grow and to change. And if you don't take the opportunities given to you to change and to grow, and you keep doing the same old thing year after year because you're too scared to move out of it, you're not honoring yourself. You're not loving yourself. I want you to love yourself. I'm going to help you this year and next year to get a new grip on life. A new grip on life. And I tell you, and I promise you, once we're through the 7 steps for releasing this year, I'm going into the year January, and we are going to do some real serious spiritual revamping. Revamping. We're going to look at the future of our soul and what we want to do to make a better world for ourselves, but for humanity too. We're all in this together. Everyone experiences the ups and downs of the third dimension. We all live in that bubble, and we have to take responsibility to make it different. And if you don't do this, how is it going to affect your future? How will it affect your future if you don't do this? If you don't take responsibility, how is it going to affect your new year? What's it going to do to affect your new year? Have you thought about that? If you don't do this, it's going to affect your new year. Guaranteed to. So now, hopefully you've made your list. I'll go over it again. What disappointed you the most this year? What disappointed you the most? What is the most difficult thing you had to do? The most difficult thing you had to do. And what decisions, attitudes, and beliefs do you have about this year? What decisions, attitudes, and beliefs do you have about this year that you need to let go of? What are those things and decisions that you are making about this year going to affect next year if you don't take care of them now? You have the ability. Your soul is calling you. I'm calling you. I'm saying, support the evolution of your soul. Let the old go and open the door to the new. Make a decision right now to make a difference in your life. Make a decision right now that you are going to take responsibility of letting go of this year so that you can make a better future for yourself. But you are going to make a better future for your family, your loved ones, the people you work with. Everybody is going to be affected by you. Everyone. It will be a positive effect or a negative. I'm going for a positive, because I know that you can. I know that that's a possibility. You are not limited. Only the limitations you give yourself, listen to my words, only the limitations you give yourself are the limitations that are going to produce themselves next year. I'm so glad that you are part of this Center for Enlightenment ministry. It is my joy and my great heart, my heart of hearts that truly feel your presence with me. I feel your energy, I feel your love. You have my support in doing your work. I know it's possible. I know that you can do it. So for a moment, let us just close our eyes together. We say, thank you, God. Thank you, infinite intelligence. The universe is here, around us, through us, beyond us. And it's erasing all the errors of this year, supporting you, and thank you. As I write these things down this week, and you write these things down this week, the great universal eraser is coming to erase this karmic piece, this energy pattern. You do your part. And God and His infinite intelligence will do its part. Thank you, God, for supporting us and moving our consciousness. And we are grateful for this moment in time to take this step. It is a difficult step. It's not a fun step, but a necessary one. And we say thank you, God. Amen. So, I love you, I support you, and above all, I see us all brand new. Good night for now.
That was a very powerful video. And I have been doing the 7 steps for releasing the year for many years. And I don't know how to move into the new year without this process. I don't know how to release this old year without this process. But I wanted to share with you that one of the tools that I have found useful in doing step 4 over the years to help me recall situations and events is to begin by reviewing my daily calendar month by month. It also helps me unveil any residual feelings I still may be holding on to regarding another person or a situation. And I have found that step 4 for me always requires additional journaling time. So if this is your first year to be doing this work, don't be discouraged. And if you would like additional support, I want to invite you to join us on Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our support for your journey gathering. Additional information is noted in the chat area below. Also, thank you for your generous gifts to the center. Your gifts, so freely given, allow us to continue this work in serving humanity. Information for donations is also listed in the chat area below. I want to thank you for joining us this week, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week. Bye now.